guys had a pretty morning.
That's right.
I'll take it.
I have.
This is the other one. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Mendoza. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, sir.
Okay, sir. Could you state your name, the ADC number for us for the record?
Carlos Joseph Mendoza, ADC number 319642.
Okay, Mr. Mendoza, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Deja Neal. Coming down the line is the Honorable Luis Quinones. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. We also have with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, they notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you in to Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, so the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. Phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Mr. Mendoza, we're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your discharge from your approved residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on October 12, 2017. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you are absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that is true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, that is true.
All right. Okay, well, based on the mission of Mr. Mendoza, I'm going to find that he's been looking violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir. Then we'll get any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
August 18th, 2017, Mr. Mendoza was released from DOC. He was arrested February 23rd, 2018 by El Mirage PD. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 23, 2018, with an adjusted CSED of April 30, 2018, which reflects 134 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. Also 2017, marijuana violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He does not have any disciplinary violations on record. Other arrest, 2015, shoplifting, Arizona, county jail. He's had four other arrests since then that were drug-related, however, charges were either not filed or dismissed. His community risk score is a G3B3.
Okay, Mr. Mendoza. So when you were released on August 18th, you were approved to reside at 2202 East Roosevelt. You were discharged for testing positive for marijuana, but you didn't have any approved residence. So why didn't you contact the PO after you were discharged, sir?
Forgive me, sir, but my mom was terrified to come back to prison. But that's the reason why I left the premises and
so
yes, I got high. I was trying to get high to get by. I just almost went terrified.
So were you working during that period of time, sir? Since you worked at for Anandis Tires, where were you working?
I was working there. Yeah, that's where I was working. I was just cleaning up all the mop and sweep the premises, cleaning the bathrooms.
And then what did you do? Just one day not show up no more? So were you doing something else besides smoking marijuana, sir?
No, sir. Some guy showed up to my work one day, and he had a blunt, and I took a hit out of it. I thought,
So, sir, you were referring to go to substance abuse counseling, but you failed to complete the classes. Why didn't you do that?
I think I was on the run before I did the classes.
Well, sir, it said that you did two analysis tests, one on August 23rd and September 11th, and they were negative. So why did you relapse, sir?
Because I was scared of something that I cannot talk about. So I felt like I needed to hit some weed.
You were scared of something you cannot talk about?
Yes, sir. But I'm alright, sir. It would be happy to get out, to get my parole. I feel like trying to go to parole for a month. I never finished probation, I think, but I'm just trying to see what I can do with this.
Okay. I don't think the board has any additional concern. But what were you doing when the Ross police contacted you?
I was actually just sitting at the church, not knowing what to do. So I was sitting in the neighborhood church, just sitting down, talking to myself, and they decided to pull up and pick me up.
So are you on any psych medications?
No, sir.
No. So you were gone for 134 days. What were you doing during that period of time when you were absconding?
I was chilling with my family for Christmas and Thanksgiving and those things.
So what kind of drug were you doing that you went to prison for?
I was doing weed.
And what else?
And I was doing meth. I tried some meth.
You didn't do meth during those 134 days you were out, sir?
No, sir.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions, sir.
No, sir.
Seeing the board has no additional questions, Mr. Mendoza, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board? We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I
don't have anything to say, sir. All right. Thank you, sir. We're going to go into discussion, Mr. Mendoza. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, have it remain silent while the board is in discussion, sir, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right. The board is now in discussion. And this is Mr. Mendoza was arrested for drugs, dangerous drugs, and marijuana in 2017. It's his first term that he actually wound up doing time in DLC. He said that when he was released, he was afraid of going back to prison, afraid of something he can't tell us about. and he has gotten it for 134 days without contacting his PO. Had he contacted his PO, he probably wouldn't even be here in front of us today had he contacted his PO and just made stayed in contact with him at the time. But he has gotten it for 134 days. He will be released on just about 30 days from now, on April 30th of 2018. This is kind of a sad case for me, at least, because he has no priors, his first term, no gang affiliation, he has no discipline since he's been incarcerated. And so sometimes you look and you wonder why they really, really there. But at this time, I think it would be best for Mr. Mendoza to go ahead and complete his time. He will be released on April 30th, 2018. And I hope that at that time he gets out and he worked with his CO3, put together a plan where he won't have to be in this type of situation or have any negative contacts with law enforcement. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community of supervision and Mr. Mendoza, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses of the vitalizer into criminal ways or company. As he has started to use marijuana, and he did abscond for 134 days. We have no idea what he was doing during that period of time.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Mendoza? Mr. Mendoza?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released in just about 30 days on April 30th of 2018, sir. Sir, I hope that you really take the time while you're in there to get yourself together so that when you get out, you won't be on any parole, nor you'll be on any community supervision at that time, sir. And that I hope you work with your CO3 to see if there's a program. And I want to just tell you, Mr. Mendoza, you have an opportunity to clear and clean up your life. You went to prison for dangerous drugs and marijuana while you were incarcerated. You didn't have any priors. It was your first time. You never were involved in gangs. You have no discipline. So try to get yourself together. So we hope that you get yourself together so that when you released on April 30th, that you won't be having any negative contacts with law enforcement and that you won't be turned back to prison, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, Mr.
Thank you for talking to me, sir.
All right, so you have a good day, all right?
You too.
All right. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.